Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seed, the broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad adders, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad rep, bad attitude, bad vibes. It's the FOTB Retropod, baby. What's great about these shows is that I'm just taking you back in time to a different era, a special moment in my career. Actually, it was just kick ass is what it was. Bottom line is this. I had been doing national radio in Las Vegas for a year. And then I went to CNN in Atlanta. And then I ended up at KMBR in San Francisco. That was the year Barry Bonds was playing for the Giants. And then I ended up in Lipstick City, Los Angeles, Cali. Mel Karmazin had hired me to syndicate my show nationally in over 250 markets. It was going to be a New York show done out of Los Angeles in Culver City. And it was supposed to be on a WFAN home base type of situation. But I was chilling the most and surfing in SoCali, Cali, Cal near Tijuana, do you wanna in HP Surf City, son? It was no joke. I brought my guys all from the Bay Area, DC Cab, Maximum Max Krasny, and of course, BA Brett Abbott. DC was Darren Chan. And so let's go back in time and we'll listen to a show from 97. And this is in L.A., and we'd already been in the market there for a couple of years. We'd been doing the show. The show blew up. It got gigantic. We were getting huge ratings. In L.A., we were on KLSX, which was a gigantic station. It was a station that Howard Stern was on. In fact, I was on all the Howard Stern stations across the country. Howard was on in mornings. I was on at night. It was just an unbelievable time. So we had gotten pretty enormous as a show, and we were the only syndicated sports talk show in the country, and it was really cool. So a couple years into it, I guess DC decided to leave the show. He had been running the whole thing basically as the EP. And this show, there's a lot going on. I'm talking about the Mets. Your boy NASCAR George is on this show. We get into a little Greg Popovich. And then I even talk about the Islanders, how crazy they were to draft another goalie at that time when they got Roberto Luongo. So check out this show from June of 97 on the FOTB Retropod.
I want to see if I can figure this son of a... Oh, that's that other piece of equipment, right? Oh, that speaker's not even in here. Oh, shut up, DC. You have no say anymore. Not like he ever did. Hey, I'm getting electrocuted in here, executive nothing. Look at this, dude. I got zaps flying out of here, you sack of... OK, Come here, Max. I'll give you something.
Who's the femboy?
DC the femboy. Your mama. Hey, I can just see DC. He'll be up there a week talking about us in his corporate meetings, exposing us. I'll have him killed. DC, I'll have you killed in your own town. Max, he'll call you within a month crying.
Like a girl.
He's gonna go live with his mommy again. Maybe, hey, when you're up there, maybe you could like go back to school or something, you drunk. Chris in DC.
What's up, dudes?
I saved all their lives and they act like, well, Brett had his act together.
Did you see that hot babe playing the WNBA tonight?
Oh, does she play for which team? The Lakers?
Yeah, 6'8", 250.
She's just a sow.
Hey, one thing, dude. I just want to lay into all those chump ass.
I don't watch that garbage either. Now, they can play, and I hope that they play well, and I know that chicks play hoops well, and I know that they love to get off and play hoops. That's fine. But I'm not going to be spending my Saturdays watching it.
My buddy Labus gambled on all the games.
Dude, if I lived in a world where I had to watch that on a Saturday, I'd have to just jump.
Hey, all the New York fans, the Braves come to town to the Shea Stadium, and they get 22,000 for that game. They're weak-ass fans, and they all lick later.
Did you see that, dude? Did you hear what he said? He said the Mets fans are weak-ass, just bitch fans. 22,000 show up to see the Braves at Shea. Are we on yet? And we are. I rolled a midnight air anyway. What's the difference? I'll go on whenever I want. Chris in Dallas.
What's up, Pharrell?
Hello.
You the man.
How can I be the man? You the man?
I don't know, but we were at Rockfest, and I told my little girl, she's 4 years old, she called me a bobo head. I said, you're the man. She goes, no, you're the man. I said, no, Pharrell's a man. She goes, Pharrell's a pit bull.
Then I hear today, or what did I see? I saw a bunch of stuff. I saw, like, commercials with it on, and then I see, like, a Coors spot with it on.
Right.
People just always hawking from the borough.
Well, hell yeah. I tell you what, we went to the Ozfest, and we also went to that Rockfest. Ozfest was all right. Pantera kicked butt, but Marilyn Manson wasn't there.
Wasn't there?
Nah. I saw them on New Year's Eve. I tell you what, I wasn't ready for that. But
did that make you like lose sleep?
What's up, bro?
Did that make you lose sleep seeing Manson?
I just had to take a step back.
It doesn't even faze me.
Well, I kind of like him though.
Yeah, it doesn't even faze me.
Right.
What's with all these people losing their minds over it?
Ah, hell with them.
What's with all these parents running?
That's why I paint my hair and act crazy.
Well, the people flip out about stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get a hold of yourself.
Well, it's like Pharrell. They can't handle the man.
I mean, what's the problem?
So what do you think about the Rangers? You think they're going to be swept again by your Angels there?
You know, Chris, I'm hoping so. I'll split one. Crack me one of them hard. Hey, what's up? Max is crazy. What'd we just see, Max? What was that?
That was Independence Day, bro.
What was that? Some kind of psychedelic sky or something? Anderson, what was that?
All right, Rocketdyne, they make, like, rocket ships and whatnot. They blow stuff up all the time in the sky just for, like, enjoying it so we can view it.
That's crazy, man. Hey, I don't want DC on here no more. Just keep him out of the room. Brian in Waldorf, Maryland.
Well, man, you need somebody to wax DC. I'm your man, buddy.
You want to get rid of DC?
Dude, man. Hey, first time caller, buddy. I need one of them big loggers. Pour me one.
Get him a schlag.
Hey, coming off that interleague win and off them three losses, how do you think Baltimore is facing for that pennant this year?
Well, I mean, we've been sitting here talking about them a bunch tonight, and we're wondering what's happened to them. Do they need to get a catcher? Do they need a pitcher? What?
They need pitchers.
Yeah.
Bad.
I don't know how bad their pitching situation is. I've seen their bullpen look great and their starters.
Yeah.
They need a catcher.
I listened to your other caller, man. I don't know how bad that catcher is. I think he's doing pretty good this year for us, buddy.
Well, God bless him, man.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to know what your aspect was and then see what you thought about them winning the
game. I think they're playing great baseball. I mean, but the last 10 days,
they've just been blowing it.
Well, that's, you know, that's the way it goes, up and down. But they've been, I mean, last week, I think it was only the third series all year that they had lost. Damien in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Yo, what's up, bro?
What's up, D?
You're a freak.
I try.
Yeah. You want me to kill Damien for you? Or,
you want to kill yourself?
Nah. I'm not thinking tonight.
You want to take DC out?
Yeah. I got lots of connections.
We should have a kill DC contest.
Yeah, what do you think about the WNBA?
I just know that I have no time for it.
Make time, man. It's women.
Sweaty women. Sweaty Rebecca Lobos, man.
Yeah.
Sweaty 6'8 Japanese chicks.
Nothing.
She's vile looking, that one.
There's nothing wrong with women. Like sweaty women, man.
There's nothing wrong with women playing basketball, dude. I told you I got no time. Dude, I'm busy on Saturdays, man. I get the Pharrell Dinner Club and I go surfing. And I get like 3 hours in there for smoking. All right?
Yeah.
So you watch it for me, all right?
All right, I'll try.
All right. Dave in Michigan.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
I got some beer waffles coming, buddy.
Get him beer waffles and
beer
stuff.
Beer waffles to go. We need you back in Saginaw, buddy. We got to get you back on here. We're trying hard.
I never knew that I wasn't on.
Yeah, we got a new station manager here that just sucks.
When did they take me off?
Probably about 2 months ago.
Who cares?
You know, but I still call your show, buddy.
I'm on in Detroit, dude. That's all that matters.
That's
in
where
Michigan.
I'm at now. I'm out of town, baby.
Are you in Detroit now? Right now?
Yeah.
Well, then you win.
I win.
So you what do you do going there for business?
Got no heart.
So you're going to listen to me when you go in there for business?
Hell yeah.
Well, there you go.
What do you think of Irvin? No heart?
Why? What's the problem with him?
He's not going to play.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, he's whining and crying.
He says he won't play football at all?
Yeah, he just doesn't have the competitive edge.
What, did he decide to quit?
Not quit, but man, he's just going away. I don't know, does he want to get traded to Mr. Jimmy Johnson or what?
I know, but this is what, like 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to talk to you, buddy.
Oh, well then, screw Michael Irvin. That's cool. That dude was in Detroit. He was in there on business. He said, I'm not in Saginaw anymore.
Hey, I just inherited that market, so I'll work it to get us on.
That'll take about a day. Some genius comes in. We don't like that show. Hey, Max, how many of those guys have we seen?
Too many, bro. Too many.
They always end up repenting. Brellaware, ask Anderson. He'll tell you how to get it. I'm doling that stuff out. I sent a lot of them today. Some of them to Canada. Some of them to Lauderdale. Some of them to hell, Montana. What's up, Missoula?
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Trying to tell me that I don't get my speaker. Is that it? What? Let's have DC killed, please. Can someone do that for me? Why is it that I get electrocuted of all people? Why can't we have DC electrocuted? Come on, Brett. I thought you knew how to have DC electrocuted. Yeah, okay, pass it, boy. Now, I know that there's ball games going on left and right out here on the West Coast because that's just the way it is. Anyway, the White Sox ended up beating the Royals 7-6, and the Angels copped a one-zip job on the Rangers on seven hits. Both clubs had seven hits, but the Rangers had an error. It probably led to that Angel run. It was a Larritz home run, but the error was probably near there. A couple innings. It had a direct effect on the home run. Now, the Dodgers are leading in the seventh by two runs, and San Diego and San Fran are tied up, and that game is in the Bay. Oakland and Seattle, can we get that one up top, please? A's and Mariners, they're in the sixth. The Mariners are up two runs. Ken Griffey's got six homers in the game. Anderson will be taking over for Darren on the phones from now on. I don't want Darren turning on me and being like a communist punk on the phones. You know what I mean? I want our people on the phones so that I don't have to deal with outsiders. You got that, Max? I want our people on the phones so we don't have to deal with DC, the outsider. He'll set us up for the fall. Yeah, he will. Don't tell me. Okay? John and Valley Forge, they had a big brawl there once.
Pharrell, how are you?
What's the problem, dude?
Pour me a cold Molson, will you?
You just want me to come into Philly and throw a bash.
Yes, I do. A nice big bash. We need Ross Perot to come. Create a miracle for Bill Giles and the Phillies.
Dude, you need
money.
Here's
what need a miracle right now.
Here's what you need. You need to call the station. You got to tell them, dude, you got to have Perot to throw a bash.
Yes, and invite Perot to bring lots of money for Giles to spend some.
What does Perot have to do with Giles with one of those Philly steak and cheese, you miserable? Aaron in the Motor City on DFM.
Yo, bro, what up?
What's shaking?
Yo, you think those Mets are for real?
Dude, I know they're for real. I mean, it's unbelievable to watch them play ball and then to see them
you know, sitting there, you know, dwelling around in that fourth place, six games. I mean they're 42 and 32. They're 10 games over 500.
They're beating teams like Atlanta, man.
Yeah, they are. I even read today that they're taking on the Braves in a rivalry. Since when are the Mets and Braves a rivalry?
You think they're going to make some...
The Pirates and Mets are more of a rivalry, but the Mets beat the Pirates in four straight. It was embarrassing for me.
You think the Mets will make some noise at the end of the season?
They'll be talking like that on the bench. Did you hear that, dude, Brett? The Mets are going to make some noise. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the Coup de Grace couch hour where we sit back and flat out get lazy and crazy and just we'll be hazy and everything and we'll think about how much we're not going to miss D.C. I mean, I'm not going to miss him at all. Zero. No remorse, no regrets, another day, another day. I mean, absolutely zero. One good thing for the fans is if you look at it this way, when Pharrell travels now, I do gigs all over the place, packed houses, right? Listen to this. Now Max will go, and Yin's people don't have to look at DC's fat head anymore. You know what I mean? When was the last time we took DC to a nightclub where he wasn't either scared or just like sitting there doing nothing? He's afraid of people. He's afraid of chicks. Max is now going on all trips, and he just rages with chicks. Anderson, can you believe that the only trip that you were going to go on this year to Chicago has been canceled? That is unbelievable.
I thought I had the life of Riley.
Okay, tough guy.
I got Murphy's Law life.
That's right. Well, stick your head in an aquarium. I just bit my tongue like a... Oh, son of a... It's great that DC's leaving. Yeah. Maybe we can get the... let's see. We're on in New York now. Who's running it? Like Lisa? Lisa, tell everyone there that DC's leaving so we don't have to send a bunch of memos. Tell that everybody's leaving. I'm on my own now. Brett and I, we're solid citizens, and these other lovers are running off together. Max.
If you can't say nothing nice, don't say something at all.
All right, Max is staying. DC's leaving. Anderson's staying. And you might want to remind them that they're only a year behind in paying Anderson. He hasn't been paid yet. He's starting, you know. Hey, he'll get his first check in 2 weeks. They said that in 96. Not my problem. My problem is that it is really sunny where I live. Southern California. We haven't had rain in 6 months. Not one drop. Have we? It's just blisters. They started Wimbledon today on the grass. How about Jim Colbert, the PGA? Remember him? The 95 and 96 player of the year? He had prostate cancer surgery today in La Jolla. Brett, isn't that where you play basketball down in there in La Jolla? Laguna. The Laguna crack courts are not in La Jolla. But this this Scripps Hospital's in La Jolla where they operated on Jim Colbert's rectum. It's not funny, but hell, I just spent a month and a half on a cancer ward, so screw you. The Dodgers put Ramon Martinez on the DL. We talked to some guy tonight about trading Pedro Martinez in Montreal, and the guy, I think, moved to Europe. You see Francisco Cordova, the Pirates, tonight with a two-hitter. Jose Guillen hit his sixth home run. The Pirates beat the Astros 6-0 in Houston. I talked to my dad, TR, and he said they were up 1-0. And he said, that's not the kind of lead you can go to bed on. I said, well, don't go to bed then. So he stayed up and saw him score five more. Mark Grace hit a home run for the Cubs. They beat the Cards 3-0 at Busch. The Mets beat the Braves 3-2. Carl Everett with his ninth home run. The Mets came back from 2-0 now. Rick Reed, the winner, he's 5-4. The Mets are 10 games over 500. Stop the press. Phillies beat the Marlins 9-3. Scott Rowland with five RBIs. Darren Dalton hit his ninth home run. The Orioles have considered Darren Dalton for so many months now that I think they should stop considering. That's consideration. Curt Schilling struck out 13, but that wasn't better than Cone. He had 16, right? David Cone tonight for the Yankees. Yankees 5-2 over the Tigers. Cone 8-3, 16 strikeouts. He had him eaten out of his hand like Wednesday. Last Wednesday in that day game, he went into the seventh with a no-hitter against the Mets. You remember it. In that ball game at Gotham. Cecil with his 8th tonight. Tino with his 23rd, the freak. Red Sox 7-6 over the Blue Jays. Anderson calls them the Blue Birds. Will Cordero had 3 RBIs and he didn't beat up anybody. Female, at least. I think that he should have been suspended with pay and had to go to marriage counseling 5 days a week. And, you know, spousal abuse therapy would be good for a guy that beats his wife. Right? I mean, we had the press conference, and she admitted, he admitted, everybody, now they're working with it. Whatever. At least the Red Sox won. Yeah, don't worry about her. Brewers 5-0 over the Orioles. Jeff D'Amico, the winner. Jimmy Key, the loser. He's 11-3. What does he care? There's games going on right now, I swear. It's unbelievable. It's just pressure. The Dodgers are up 2 on the Rockies in the bottom of the 7th at Chavez Ravine. And the Padres and Giants are tied up in the 5th at 3 comp. And in the 7th, Seattle's up 2 runs on the A's. How about that? Let's see. Kenny Lofton on the DL. Chipper Jones did play tonight against the Mets. He has a sprained left knee. The Dodgers, I told you, sent Ramon Martinez to the DL, and then they promoted Mike Harkey to right-hander from Albuquerque. The Pirates activated Jermaine Allensworth, the outfielder. And then now they're expected to get Al Martin back, their first baseman, by the end of the week. Does Martin play in the outfield, too, anywhere he wants? Left field, right? First base I've seen him at. He's a slash version of Slash on the Steelers. We got the whole thing. We might as well bust it up and then come back and just dive into it. And if you ask Anderson, he'll tell you about Pharrell Aware. That's Pharrell Aware. Sparkling new clothing. Max will play some tunes for you. B.A. will talk about how little he cares about losing D.C.
To light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is off of the X Games soundtrack, but just remember that I'm doing the MTV Alternative Games in Austin in the fall, and they're going to kick the goals of this silliness that's going on right now. Is that, have you watched any of that? I haven't watched any of it. I haven't watched any of it. Zero. I didn't watch the WNBA either. Am I going to seriously, Brett, are you going to sit inside on a Saturday and watch the WNBA? Or are you going to go to the Laguna crack courts and play basketball or go to the beach or do something outside?
I didn't watch 1 minute this weekend. I'm glad I didn't.
Do you plan on watching any minutes this upcoming weekend?
Zero.
Let's go to Vegas and talk to Kirk.
You the man.
How can I be the man? You the man in Vegas. You got it all in Sin City. The man got a hub.
Man, I need a rolling rock.
Dude, I need to do another Vegas bash. I can't believe that the boxing people pulled out on me and I'm not doing the Tyson fight.
You should come out with Man Cow. He's coming out. He'll go up with you, I bet.
I used to do those fights. What you wanted to say, Brad?
Well, I want to talk about the Orioles. I know you don't like Milwaukee.
They just told me that Man Cow digs the show. I know that he's left me some letters and stuff.
Well, he'll be out here. He'll put you on his stage, no problem.
Oh, he's rowdy, isn't he, right?
Oh, dude. Nuts. He has people blow himself up in the morning.
He has people killing each other?
At about 7 in the morning. No, not that bad. Not as bad as you, though, man. You the man.
I hang out at night, dude. I don't bug nobody.
You're not up when he's on.
Right. Yeah. I just, I sleep till noon, dude.
Hey, how much money are we going to win this football season?
Bro, I mean, exasperating amounts.
Oh, what do you think about UF and the quarterback situation? They play Tennessee pretty early.
I mean, if I'm Florida, I'm not even going to stress it. They beat them every year.
Uh-huh.
Senseless.
They make it look bad. We're talking 41-14 in Tennessee.
Senseless they beat them. That dude was getting a little syrupy on me. Pete in Philly.
Yeah, Pharrell, could you pour some Pharrell Shoggers for Slam, Lito, Bud, Nate, Dog, Deez, Blair, JP, and the K-Man out in Pharrelladelphia?
Oh, yeah, and listen, I was just about to mention some of the other people that hang out with that same crowd. Listen.
Yo, Pharrell, get a beer for my crew at the beach. Stylin' Sammy, Tony, Ken, Tim Dog, EEE, and his fun-ass girl, Marsha. What's up to Kid Chris, Martin, Alex, Big Wave, Wes, Pete, Petey Jr.? You guys all tear it up. Big ups go out to Matt, Gene the Machine, and the Beaner. All living up in the hills. Cliff, Kev, Nate the Crow Man, Bruce, Jay, Mike, all you city animals, Ray, Juliet, you fine as hell. I want to get with you. Right on, Nate. Right on.
Yeah.
We got you covered, Pete.
Yo, what's up with Ted Turner down in Hotlanta? The guy trades Grissom and Justice, hitting 246 and 335 respectively, 20 homers apiece, for Lofton, who's... They put him on the 15-day DL. They're playing Andrew Jones. What's up? What's going on down there?
Ted Turner didn't make that deal. John Schuerholz did, you. Did you hear that, dude? Ted Turner making baseball deals. Dude, he doesn't even deal with his wife. DC, I don't want you touching our equipment anymore. Okay, union boy? And don't feel the mic like a, you know, package. Okay, lover boy. Right when I get stress-free in my life, DC walks. He's only lucky I don't tell the rest of the story about him. I don't talk. See, he'll be up there talking about you, Max, in 5 minutes with his lover, Curry, and all them. I'm telling you, he'll probably end up going to Ukiah and doing Gilbert. He'll be doing him, telling him. George is our NASCAR guy in Charlotte. He's got it all. Jeff Gordon won the California 5.
Hey, God, I ain't talking to you about the race anymore. I got a couple things to tell you. Five or ten second time limit. Hey, how come you always cut me off so damn fast when I've been listening to you for 2 years and busting my rear end to get out here on the street phone and try to talk to you?
What are you going soft on me, George?
You get smoked off the lines after 30 damn seconds, and any other talk show I call in this country, they let me talk as long as I damn like. You know what else? Before I hang up.
How about George, like, giving me, like, a lover talking on the phone like a girlfriend all mad?
You hang me up 1 second, punk.
Listen to him now.
Hold on a second. It's my last call on your damn bench anyway. Hey.
Hey, good, George. There you go. I'll help you, you fat ass. Guy's screaming at me. I gave him more airplay than anybody in the history of the world. Go take your NASCAR oil and shove it up your ass. How do you like that? That's right. Who needs him? Craig in Vegas.
Hey. Hey, Pharrell.
Yeah, dude.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
This is Craig.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Call me a shiner buck, dude.
How about this other guy calling up getting all soft on me about his NASCAR getting his minutes?
Oh, the NASCAR, man. What about my Spurs? What about the Twin Towers? What do you think?
He's talking about, well, hey, look, you
I'm
guys are going to have
Duncan and Robinson.
You're going to have it all.
Hey, man. I mean, if they got Elliott.
Dude, it's got to feel good to know that you sucked so bad that you got the lottery.
I mean, one thing you have to understand, sir. I mean, they had the worst turnaround.
Dude, Popovich is a joke. NBA. Let me tell you something. He couldn't coach David Robinson, let alone both of them.
Anymore.
They got to get rid of him.
I agree.
He's a goofball.
Who do you recommend?
He's a goofball. It's not my problem. Who do I recommend?
Yeah.
For the Spurs.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
sure.
Give me
a coach, man.
George Gervin could coach better. I'm not going to argue with you, dude. You yelling at me about his draft picks that he gets because his team blows. Dude, let me tell you something. You can only be so lucky to get Tim Duncan down there. And where the hell was David Robinson even when he was healthy? Even when he was healthy, they couldn't win jack. Okay, now that he is back to being healthy, he's going to come back this year. What's he going to win? Well, we'll see, won't we? Popovich should get out of the way and let somebody in there that knows what he's doing coach that club so that the players don't turn on him. They'll turn and stuff him in a bag some night. He's so silly. Sick of all that. 2020 in New York. Everywhere else, grab one. 800-BENCH-29. I was just saying what I thought of everyone in the other room. I have no feelings toward anyone. Poor little Darren has feelings. Postmaster General. It's like, who scores the winning run first? I don't know. One of them. Dave in the Bronx.
Dude, I want you to hook me up with my usual schlags for all those gurus out there listening.
See that?
Nice. Yo, how about my man Dave Cohen tonight? 16 Ks, he was making those Tigers look silly.
Well, I mean, look at the game that he pitched against the Mets last Wednesday. He was striking them out left and right, too.
I know. Yo, but I was kind of annoyed that Torrey didn't leave him in for the ninth inning, maybe to try to break that record. You know, I mean, I understand that it's a game and he's got to make some decisions, but, I mean, Cohen could still go for that ninth from what I saw. And, I mean, he took him out and put in Rivera.
I got no problem with what Torre does with Cohn. I mean, Cohn came out the other day, came out tonight. The guy throws strikes, 16 strikeouts. You wanted to leave him in the game?
Yeah.
They were up so bad. You win the game, you just, boom, done, deal with it. I mean, did Cohn throw a fit?
No.
So
no,
why should you? Cohn could give a rat's ass. He got the win. He struck out 16. Why, did Cohn say afterwards that he should have been left in a game and struck out 20? He's done that before. He did that against Philly in 93 as he, or what was it, 92 or something? He was a Met. He struck out 20 at the Vet one day.
No, oh,
it's not funny. It was just, that's fact. He's done that before. He's bored with all that. Timmy in New York.
Hey, what's up, Pharrell? You the man.
Edit.
What's going on?
Hey.
Are you going to host the MTV Awards or what?
Well, the MTV Movie Awards, I was supposed to go to that and present an award, but my mom died, and I missed that. It was Saturday night, and she died on Wednesday, and then they buried her Sunday, so I missed the MTV Movie Awards, which was no loss to me.
Sorry to hear that.
But I was, you know, cool. I wish I could have gone, but, I mean, my mom was my best friend. That sucked. And then I'll always have MTV to do stuff.
I hear that.
Like, I'm doing the alternative games in Austin in the fall.
Okay, cool.
And Max and I will be flying into Austin, and DC won't be coming with us.
All right, listen, what about the Flyers? Are they going to hire Mike Keenan or what?
I said, you know, not only did I say that the Detroit Red Wings would school the Flyers, but I was the first one that ever suggested that bring Keenan back, and everybody laughed at me. But I don't think that that's a good decision. I heard that they were going to hire this, what's his name, Wayne Cashman? Isn't that some dude that does, like, the pick six number on the Pennsylvania? No, maybe I have that all wrong. Mike in New York.
How you doing, Pearl, man? You're the man.
I know.
Yo, man, what's up with these Mets fans out here?
I have no idea. They're 10 games over 500. I can't believe that 22 show up to see the Braves.
I know. They played a 10 over 500.
It probably had something to do with traffic.
There's no traffic out here.
On Mondays.
Yeah, right. At 7 o'clock, come on. Everybody's leaving.
You know that I have no more traffic problems in my life ever? Mike?
Mm-hmm.
I have no more.
Why not?
Well, I live in hell, right? But I don't have any more traffic problems because I've mastered the art of traffic. I bought a helicopter.
The Pharrellicopter?
Yeah, and I just fly back and forth up and down the freeway to work.
That's the way to do it. And you laugh at all the fools down on the road.
I spit on them.
Dropping your coffee.
Beers.
Exactly.
Just cold beers. I like spilling them on when they're in bumper to bumper and they're below me and they're in like heated 80 degree, 85 degree bumper to bumper with sunroofs up and I pour it right down the sunroof
hole. Yelling at the window at the cars in front of them.
Right through the sunroof holes.
Right in the head.
Yeah, I like that.
Do you know if any of these, what's up with these guys though?
Dude, I can't explain why the Mets fans don't show up. They're 10 games over 500. Evidently, you have to be 20 games over 500 to get the fans to show up in the Queens. Maybe it has something to do with the beer. Maybe the beer's watered down.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more.
Scott in New York.
Dude, what's up?
What's happening, Scotty?
How lame are the Islanders? They're desperate need of a goal scorer, a forward, someone who can put the puck in the net, and they go out and draft a goalie and a defenseman. How lame is that?
But they signed a great goalie, right?
Yeah, the guy's supposed to be real
But
good.
I thought they already had these great goalies, like Fischel and Salo.
They got two goalies. They're 19 and 21.
Well, this kid,
they draft a goalie. They got no goals.
But this kid's going to be in the minors for a few years.
Ridiculous. Milbury's got to go.
Fire Milbury in the middle of July. What is it, June? What's the date? What's the damn date? It's a great day for me. DC's leaving. It's a wonderful date. Anyway, what is the, it's June?
Yeah.
Scott, fire Milbury. Islander draft choices that are worrying us in mid-June. Ooh, I gotta have a, let me at least give the kid's name. They surprised a lot of people, they say, by holding on to their first round picks. They used the fourth pick for Robert Longo, making him the highest goaltender ever selected. Supposed to be the next in the line of goalies from Quebec, following in the footsteps of Felix Potvin, Martin Brodeur, and Patrick Ra. Confidence is not one of his shortcomings. He says he has fun playing hockey. Well, good for you, Pat. You know, the Blackhawks were going to sign a cousin of Chris Chelios's, but they decided not to, and they ended up getting a left-winger, Daniel Cleary, that no one's ever heard of. We'll look into all the names of the NHL players that no one's ever heard of here shortly. Hey, DC, my, hey, get him. My cell phone works great, dude. It works better than the frickin' handheld. So, like, I could just have that next to the bed. We'll just do that, and they can wake my ass up. Missoula wants to do something real early in the morning with the Pharrell. That's cool with me. You can just wake me up. Wake me up in bed, and we'll do it. Bring the coffee. DC, do you want to meet me in my house at, like, 7 in the morning and serve me coffee in the next 2 weeks that you have to put up with me? DC, do you want me to get you, like, 15 cases of beer and let you sit at home every night and get drunk and pay you to do that?
Yeah.
All right, we'll arrange that tomorrow.
I'm gonna go get drunk and get laid.
We should have DC have to spend a day with my wife. He's in there, dude. He just became a turtle.
She ain't got the equipment to hold it.
Just a turtle. DC ain't got no equipment. DC's leaving the show. He's going to San Francisco. We're glad. Mike in Philly.
Yo, what's up, bro?
I got DC tonight to break like a little girl. All I had to do was start making fun of him, and the guy started getting in my face. He's like, dude, if you're going to make it personal, man.
You're going to psycho file on him because you're going to watch it. He's going to take so much abuse from you, he's going to snap and kill everybody.
He's going to what?
He's going to snap and kill everybody, man. And you're going to watch out for that boy.
I already started giving him heat tonight, like a little bit of friction, like rub. It's called Friction Pharrell Rub.
And
I'm sitting out in the hallway giving him the business. And I was so convincing that even Max is like, break it up, dude. Break it up. And then Brett goes, I'm not putting up with this for 2 weeks. Let it out tonight, man.
Oh, he's gonna
I had all of the little sissies on the tape.
Yeah.
I could care less what they do. They could go do heroin as far as I'm concerned.
You got it. Listen, Pharrell, sit back. Let me spew here. It's about time you kick that punk-ass George off the air. Me and my boy Monty in D.C., we're going to bring you the real NASCAR report. Short, simple, and most importantly, in a language that all Pharrell Americans can understand.
You got to buy a new phone first before I give you that gig, Mike.
I'll get a new phone, man. I'll be there in 2 weeks. Listen, Jeff Gordon.
2 weeks? We don't have 2 weeks. We need a new phone now.
I'll get you a new phone. I'll call you back half an hour.
All right, go ahead and take over my NASCAR reports. Because how about George going south on me? This guy, I let this guy spew every night for the last, like, 2 years so much on NASCAR that he's drunk if he thinks that he's got, like, that I owe him something.
And nobody can understand him.
I've given a guy more minutes than anybody in the history of the show, and he's mad? I hope he eats tree bark and gets madder.
You got it, man. You're absolutely 100% correct. Listen, we're going to Pocono.
I give everybody minutes. I screw no one. People screw me.
That's right, man. That's right. We got a spot reserved for you, man. 3 kegs just for you.
Straight up.
We're going to have a bash. You want to come
down? Chug beer. Nobody can chug beer like us.
Absolutely. Gordon won a race. He won it on fuel mileage. It was a great time. We all got drunk.
I watched it. How about 95,000 at the California Speedway in Fontana? Do you know that Joe Montana's involved with that place and Merwin's?
That's unbelievable, man.
Excuse me, Mervin's.
I'm going out to Las Vegas a couple months. I'm hoping to catch a show out there, maybe hook up and come out there.
When you come out to Vegas, you can hear the show.
Sounds good, man.
It's on so many stations in Vegas that you might even get lucky. If there's a baseball game on or any game that preempts me, we're on anyway. We're in 110 cities. Pharrell, Don in New Jersey.
Hey, Pharrell, how are you?
I didn't know there was a Dayton, New Jersey.
Yeah, there is a Dayton, New Jersey.
Oh, my God. You learn something new every day.
I'm a Met fan. I've been so since, puberty.
Ten games over 500. Who would have thunk?
Well, you know, I don't know how old you are, Pharrell.
32.
How's that?
32.
32?
Yeah.
You're a young guy.
Yeah, you thought I was
I got about 10 years on you.
Right. Did you think I was like fat, 60 with a cigar and all that?
No, you sound a little angry, but I think you're probably lean and mean.
A little angry. I like this guy. Don, he said you sound a little angry.
Hey, Pharrell, I'm sorry. I know you're from Pittsburgh area.
Right.
And I'm a Met fan. Those Pittsburgh Pirates, they played a hell of a series and came up with nothing to
do. Dude, they absolutely, they came back in the ninth inning twice. They lost by a run twice. It just was it drove me nuts.
That was a great series.
Don, I lost my mind.
And
I lost my mind.
With nothing out of it, it was a hell of a shame for them.
I lost my mind watching those games.
I really enjoyed listening to you.
Dude, I lost my mind on watching those games.
Well, yeah.
I lost my mind. Those two ninth inning games. How about when Dale, Friday night, Spain hit the three-run shot, they lose 7-6. Saturday night, what happened? They lose what, 1-0?
Yeah, you know what the mistake was made was when they didn't beat up Franco in the alley on the way out.
They beat him up senseless three times.
They beat him up on the mound, but they didn't take care of him in the hallway on the way out. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, that is right. And you just rub it in my face. You make my liver bleed, Don.
I'm sorry. No, wait a minute. I never wanted to do that.
No, but I deserve it.
No, you don't deserve it.
Dude, don't you love rubbing losses in your buddy's face?
Do you know what?
I love when the Dodgers lose. I call up my boy, Walter P. I'm like, hey, dude, what's with your Dodgers, Ted? And that's what I do to him. It's
no,
like DC, watch it. I'm all over being in my buddy's face.
To rub it in your face.
I rub it in the face. Let me see this. Hold on. Let me get this. Hey, DC, watch this. Watch this. Hold on. Real quick. DC, look. The Padres are beating your Giants right now by two runs. How do you like that?
Yeah, really good.
You
really
got
good
nothing.
Pilots,
two runs down.
Yeah.
You're losing by two at home. Play. You got nothing. 2020 in New York. Everywhere else, get a beer. Don, we love you too. On my life. That's what I want. I got all night long. I did the show tonight from LA with an electrocution shot going in my ear. Max, will you confirm that all night I had 200 volts going in my ear like a loose wire in my ear ball?
Sorry we couldn't set up that box, bro.
Dude, if I sat here all night and taking shots in the ear of shock.
Si, senor.
I'm like a...
You drag your feet on the shag carpet and you're shocking yourself.
Dude, you're tripping, okay? Evan's in Flushing, New York.
Yo, what's up, Pharrell? You the man.
What's gigging, Evan? I like your name.
Oh,
that's cool.
You.
I remember I was in college and they had this thing called Evan's Scholars, and I always thought they were freaks, but I like that name.
Hey, I'm not a freak. All right, but anyway, I want to talk about the Knicks. All right, I'm a huge Knicks fan. When is this going to happen?
When is what going to happen?
When are they going to do something?
Oh, I mean, people are talking about Ewing. Like, are you going to, what, sweat about Ewing? Ewing's going to re-up.
I know. I get tired of it. You know, Starks has a good sixth man.
Great year.
Yeah, off the bench.
You guys got schooled. You guys asked to lose to be invited right out of the season when you played like stupid idiots in that series with Miami, and every guy on the bench got in a fight. They missed the sixth game. When you lost that, it was all over. Miami wasn't going to lose the seventh game at home. Fred in Connecticut.
Kid, I got one thing to say. How about 10 up, 5 behind?
That's right. You're 5 back. And 10 games over 500, you're talking about the Mets, right?
Yeah, oh, you got that right.
I figured that.
What other thing to say?
Yeah.
Jeff Gordon?
Yeah. He's from Vallejo.
Who cares?
I know.
I just think these shows are so tripped out. I just get a huge kick out of it. It's funny. I was, you know, playing some of the shows for, like, my family because they had never heard me do shows like that from that long ago, and to see their reaction was crazy. Seeing 34C listen to it and get a kick out of it, but more so, like, my son and my daughter, Gunner and Chop, they just couldn't even believe it was me. They didn't even think it sounded like me. They didn't think that my voice sounded like me. They thought it was wild and, you know, crazy, which it was. I mean, the bottom line was the show was radical back then, and it was loud and fast, and the music was insane. We broke all these bands, played music that no one had ever heard before, and we shredded the whole show nonstop. I played music the entire show, start to finish, underneath the show, so you could hear music the whole time. I always used to say that the show was about like being in a car with all your friends, going on a road trip, going skiing or going somewhere, going to the beach, whatever, just driving around, smoking a fatty, and you hear music blaring in the car, but everybody could still talk in the car and understand each other, even with the music raging. That's what I wanted my show to sound like. Back then, I was a lot younger. I was a lot crazier. I partied then. I drank like a fish then. I smoked. I surfed. I did everything crazy you can imagine. I certainly didn't get to that place in LA without being outrageous and controversial and kind of shock jockey. I took over all the markets I was ever on in Atlanta, San Francisco, and then LA in short order. I hope you dug this Pharrell on the Bench retro 97 June shot in your face. Shake it.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.